Following up on a promise from Governor Doyle, the DNR is proposing to require a 90% reduction in mercury pollution by the year 2020. That's 15% more than the current state target set for the year 2018, and 20% more than a controversial federal plan. The environmental group Clean Wisconsin generally backs the DNR proposal. Program Director Keith Riopel says other Midwest states are going to a 90% cut.
It's clear that the technology is available to make 90% reductions of mercury from our coal plants. And it's also clear that it's going to cost a lot less to do that than we maybe had initially thought.
Riopel says electricity bills would go up $10 to $20 a year. And if the DNR board today approves sending the plan out to public hearings, Riopel says environmentalists will push for reaching the new target just 5 years from now. But Bill Skews of the Wisconsin Utilities Association says going to 90% would break a promise not to exceed federal limits.
The utilities agreed to make reductions under the state rule of up to 75% until the federal rules went into effect.
Skews is also unhappy that the DNR wants to opt out of a national plan that lets utilities trade pollution credits as long as total emissions would be capped. But environmentalists say cap and trade leads to pollution hotspots. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.